Steve Gerber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Born on this day back in 1963. The incredibly talented Jay Bennett, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, producer, engineer, best known for being in the rock band Wilco for a few years, during which Wilco made, in my opinion, their best music. Being There, Summer Teeth, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Jay Bennett sadly died in his sleep May of 2009, the age of just 45 years old. Jay Bennett, a key contributor to the sound of this song, I'm Always in Love, from what is Wilco's best album, and don't let anyone tell you differently, Summer Teeth is Wilco's best album. I know people love Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. It's a fantastic album, but Summer Teeth is even a little bit better. Jay Bennett, born on this day back in 1963. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We're joined now by friend of the program, Philip Wegman. He is White House reporter for Real Clear News. Find his work there at realclearpolitics.com. You hear his voice asking questions inside the White House press room just about every day. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. And I would disagree with you on the Wilco question, but I do know that you know so much more than I ever could, not just about that band, but about practically every band. But I think it's probably just safer for me to nod and agree. So yeah, I know you can't see me, but that's what I'm doing right now.
You're a Yankee Hotel Foxtrot guy?
So it's one of those albums, again, that just is really nostalgic for me because it's one that, you know, my older brother had, and as a kid who didn't have any decent taste in music, I just I just stole it from him, you know.
Phil had a chance to talk with Senator Josh Hawley earlier this week, but late last week, following the election results, and there's questions about where we go from here in terms of leadership and direction in the Senate. Bottom line for us quickly up front, why is Mitch McConnell perhaps in some danger of not remaining the Senate leader for Republicans?
Because Republicans had a really, really bad night. They expected to be popping champagne bottles, and it turns out they didn't get to do that, but they still have the hangover. All of these Republicans are disappointed that they're not in the majority. They want to pause, figure out what's going on before they re-elect McConnell. And you've got about 8 Republican senators who are openly talking about delaying those leadership elections in the Republican caucus in the Senate until after the Georgia runoff. And guys like Josh Hawley, they tell me that they're already a no on McConnell for a leader, but that's not what is going to worry McConnell. He's not worried about a stray populist here and there. What he's worried about is the rank and file guys like Senator Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, who are also saying, hey, let's pump the brakes until we can figure out what's going on.
Phil, you can't beat somebody with nobody. That's a classic line. So who's the option? Is it Rick Scott? And if it is Rick Scott, why does McConnell get the blame for the Senate losses, but Rick Scott, whose job it was to win the majority, doesn't get blamed?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, and one that I think that the NRSC chairman is probably hoping a lot of people ignore. look, so Hawley and some others have outlined this gripe where they say, you know, we lost because we didn't run on anything. We didn't give voters a reason to reward us with the majority. And maybe there's something to that, right? McConnell, earlier in the summer, didn't put forward an agenda. But Rick Scott did put forward an agenda. And his agenda, which was, you know, not official party orthodoxy, it included some pretty wild things. For instance, the White House will claim that the Rick Scott agenda would have necessarily meant Social Security and tax increases, so changes to entitlements and then also tax increases. And that's, you know, that's been a real problem for Rick Scott. I don't think he's super popular in the conference right now. A lot of people blame him. But yeah, so there is some rumbling here. Maybe Marco Rubio, he hasn't necessarily ruled out that bid for leadership. But even if there isn't a candidate to challenge McConnell, this is also an opportunity for, you know, the GOP to maybe just air some grievances and hopefully get some consolation and some compromises without necessarily putting another candidate up.
Phil Wegman is with us from Real Clear Politics, Real Clear News. Find him at realclearpolitics.com and over on Twitter. All right, so put some chips down here. Is it less likely that Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House, leading the Republicans there, or that Mitch McConnell is the minority leader in the Senate, leading Republicans there? Because there are apparently some challenges to both members at this point.
That's a fantastic question. I think it's much less likely that McCarthy becomes the Speaker. And the only reason I say that is because I think it's extraordinarily unlikely that McConnell will actually get the boot. But McCarthy, you know, he is facing a serious challenge. The margins over there, we don't know in the House just how slim they're going to be. You know, there are some potential candidates for Speaker that are floating around over there. But again, while it's more unlikely that McCarthy would be Speaker than it is McConnell, not being leader again, because I think that he's just going to strong arm some of his colleagues. Even that is kind of unlikely, too. A lot of what is happening with these politicians who are making noise is, surprise, surprise, they're really good at getting attention, but nothing's necessarily going to change. They just kind of want to force some concessions. I know in the House they want rule changes. They want different privileges as conservatives. Those are the ones who are pushing McCarthy currently. So we'll see how all this shakes out. But again, it's certainly possible that there'd be a lot of sound and fury, full of nothing meaningful.
Phil Wegman with us. You can find his work at realclearpolitics.com. Piece up went yesterday on Mike Pence's new book and his interview with ABC. We have an announcement coming tonight from President Trump. We've got a little, right about 60 seconds left here, Phil. Is there any doubt or any chance that it's not an announcement tonight that he is officially running for president once again in 2024? Could he zig when we expect him to zag once again?
Well, he's all but officially said that he's running for president at least 100 times. This has been long expected. I would not necessarily be too surprised. It's an outside chance, but I wouldn't be too surprised if he finds some way to not announce tonight after such a poor showing in the midterms. Meanwhile, you mentioned Pence. A lot of other Republicans that are looking around and they're saying to themselves, these midterms didn't go as planned, and Donald Trump had a big part of that. Maybe we should go our separate ways.
Phil Wegman, you hear his voice asking questions in the White House briefing room. You find him on Twitter and also can find him on realclearpolitics.com at Philip Wegman on Twitter. Phil, thanks so much for joining us once again here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Appreciate it. That's Phil Wegman with us. Christian Schneider's up next. These perennial candidates, Beto, Stacey Abrams, Charlie Crist, are we finally done with them? Did voters put an end to their political aspirations this cycle? We'll talk with him about that question in a moment. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and be sure to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, H-U-G-E, only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Detroit Lions have officially won their first road game under head coach Dan Campbell by beating the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field 31-30 on Sunday. Although statistically was Chicago's Justin Fields' time to shine, Fields, who ran for 147 yards and two scores after going for 178 the previous week against Miami, it's the highest rushing total by an NFL quarterback in a regular season game since 1940. He became the only quarterback in the Super Bowl era with multiple rushing touchdowns of 60-plus yards in the same season, and both happened in the last two games. The Lions, however, got their own big-time performances. Amon-Ra St. Brown finished with 10 grabs for 119 yards, and Aiden Hutchinson had 8 solo tackles and a sack, while Jeff Okuda had a clutch pick 6 in the fourth quarter. The Lions have now won back-to-back games with the New York Giants on the horizon next Sunday.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town, having your classmates by your side, and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.